Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission.
Welcome to Day 7 of Jonah. Today's title is A Sign Pointing to Our Savior. Matthew 12:39-41 reads, "But he answered them, 'An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here." Our text today is Jonah 1:17. "And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights." Jonah 1:17 has been questioned by many skeptics. Doubters will say, "Nobody could survive in the belly of a fish for 3 days and 3 nights." First of all, isn't that why it is referred to as a miracle? A miracle, by definition, is outside the normal realm of what is possible. Second, notice Scripture says that the Lord appointed a great fish. Before Jonah was thrown into the sea, God had called one of his creatures to swallow and preserve Jonah. Our sovereign Lord knew exactly when and where Jonah would enter the water. Because God is Lord over the land and sea, his creation obeys his commands. Isn't it interesting to note that the fish obeyed God, but the prophet Jonah did not? In Psalm 33:8-9, we read, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm." Everything God created obeys him except for us. Humans created in the image of God are prone to wander and rebel against the God they claim to love. Since we believe that nothing is impossible with God, the issue isn't whether this miracle could happen, but rather, what is the meaning behind Jonah spending 3 days and nights inside a great fish? Matthew 12:39-41 records Jesus' statement to religious leaders who were demanding a sign to show that Jesus was the Messiah. Jesus' response gives us the answer to the significance of Jonah 1:17. In Matthew 12:39-40, he said, "But he answered them, 'An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.'" Jesus refused to give the religious leaders another sign besides the one he had already given them, the sign of the prophet Jonah. So, Jonah spending 3 days and nights inside the belly of the fish was a sign. First, it was a sign exposing the Jews' refusal to repent. Jonah's first refusal to go to Nineveh is a sign of the final rejection of Jesus that occurred by the Jews. Second, the experience of Jonah was a sign of the Lord's upcoming death, burial, and resurrection. Note the usage of the comparison words "for just as" and "so will" in Matthew 12:40. Just as Jonah spent 3 days and nights in the belly of the great fish, Jesus would spend 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Christ pointed to Jonah's experience as a sign of his own death and resurrection. As we continue our study of Jonah, we will see that Jonah's deliverance will lead to a city of pagan Gentiles being converted. Likewise, Jesus' resurrection has led to untold millions of people being saved. John Phillips adds these words to the sign of Jonah. "After the Lord's resurrection, God stayed his hand for nearly 40 years, but in the end, that evil and adulterous generation impervious to the Lord's miracles and to the signs and wonders wrought by the apostles, was handed over to judgment. Jonah had preached, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And in effect, Jesus was saying to the scribes and Pharisees, "Yet 40 years, and Jerusalem shall be overthrown." He would declare that truth with greater clarity later. Jonah's rescue from the fish is a sign pointing to Jesus' death that has the power to deliver anyone who puts their faith in Christ. James Bruckner shows how Jonah points to Jesus in several ways. Both were from Galilee. Both preached God's message of judgment and reconciliation to marginalized sinners. Both saw a storm cease after sleeping through it. Jonah entered the jaws of the fish. Jesus entered the jaws of the grave. Both were kept for 3 days. Both were raised up again by the Father. Jonah's obedience in preaching led to the conversion of a great city, and Jesus' obedience led to the conversion of multitudes. Jonah is a historical account of how God chose to save a nation of wicked sinners. However, on a deeper level, Jonah is a sign pointing to our Savior. 900 years before Christ died and rose again, Jonah was buried in the sea and rose again as a remarkable prophetic sign of the mighty miracle that the Lord would accomplish one day to bring salvation and life to a world dead in sin. Questions today. How important is Jesus' commentary on Jonah found in Matthew 12, 39 through 40? What are your thoughts on Jesus' words found in Matthew 12, 41? "The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here." Do you see any other similarities between Jonah's 3 days and nights in the belly of the fish and Christ's 3 days in the tomb? Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you for your death and resurrection and all that it means. I pray that as we sit and we ask for our own signs and wonders in our time, Lord, that we wouldn't neglect the wonders that you've already laid before us in your word. I pray today that as we seek your will, we would realize that it's right here in front of us, that you are calling us into ministry. Teach us exactly where and when to go. In Christ's name, amen.